so we start in California.
All right. Here, Deborah Gordon.
At the office of an ant expert.
Hi, I'm Deborah Gordon, professor of biology at Stanford. Hi.
Deborah Gordon has been studying ants for over two decades.
It's because such mindless individuals collectively can do so much that I'm interested in ants.
You might say she's the reigning ant queen.
Well, as long as you bring up the reigning part, mm-hmm. when we went there, I thought, well, she has a lot of ants. But I wanted to see what the boss ant looked like.
So she led us to her lab.
We're going into the secret ant place.
Where we found, to our disappointment, that she keeps the ants in a big Tupperware container.
Well, this is the foraging area of a colony that's stuck living in the lab instead of out in the desert, where it would probably rather be.
And it's a big plastic box with plastic around it and little bits of sand on it.
That's right. And so I'm going to take off the top. Maybe we can see the queen better by going like this.
I've never seen a queen before. When I'm looking for the queen, what am I looking for? Just the ant in the center of the biggest crunch of other ants?
Well, usually there are a lot of other ants around her. She doesn't look much different, but she's bigger.
Do the ants know that she's special?
I think the ants know that she's the queen.
And is that
what does that mean?
Well,
the queen in the way we think of the queen.
Yeah. I mean, the ants.
Do they know her as mommy or not even?
I don't think so, no. I don't think they know anybody as anybody. And remember, she's not in charge. She's not telling anybody what to do.
Wait a second.
Yeah?
This is different than I had actually imagined. I thought that queens gave command, like, you know, in Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, what's there?
Kind of thing. But she says no.
She's just a big ant that lays the eggs.
That's it.
Every year there's a mating flight, and all of the colonies send out their virgin queens who have wings and males who also have wings, and they all go to one place and they gather and they mate, and the newly mated queens fly off and start new colonies.
That's how it starts. Queens scatter, make babies, but that's all they do. They're just the colony's ovaries. They don't sit on a throne and decree anything, nor are there generals or even bosses. The colony somehow gets by without any of that. Which is especially hard to believe when you watch these ants.
Ooh, tell us what's happening here. This is...
That's an ant carrying a dead ant.
Remember, there was this one little itty-bitty ant carrying a big, fat, dead ant on her back.
And look at this. She seems to be gradually, although with some difficulty, moving towards my elbow.
Then she dropped it. Then she picked it up again. Then she dropped it. And then up again.
But now she's turning in the other direction, all the while carrying this heavy corpse.
She may lug it back and forth like that for hours. Sometimes some object will get in there that they can't all carry, and they can spend months tugging it one way and tugging it the other way.
Months tugging back and forth on either side of one seed.
It wasn't a seed, it was a little twig.
One of them is thinking, this way. And I was thinking, no, this way. And we're going, this way. This way, and that's all that's going on?
Well, I don't know what they're thinking.
I know. That offends.
One of them is pulling one way because the stick feels like something that needs to be pulled, and the other also feels that the stick needs to be pulled, and they just pull.
God, it must be frustrating watching these mindless exchanges.
It is. It can be very frustrating. I don't have very much empathy for ants. They're so... The more you watch ants, the more weird it seems the way they never get discouraged. They don't care if they do something well. It's very alien.
I think she hates them.
Not really, because here's the thing. You can make an argument that ants are the most successful species on the planet. They thrive in places that are too hot for us, too dry for us, even too cold for us. They outnumber us by a factor of many thousand. In pure evolutionary math terms, they're winning. Which intrigues her. And also forces her to think about them differently.
I think about what the colony is doing, and then I try to think how it would work.
If you do it like that, she says, ants are actually amazing. But you have to ignore the individual.
Individually, they're totally incompetent.
And keep your focus big.
As colonies, they do great things.
It's kind of a constant whiplash. You zoom in, stupid. Two ants pull a twig back and forth for months. You zoom out, smart.
I'm impressed that it works at all.
That somewhere between the zooming in and the zooming out, a bizarre intelligence appears, almost like a phantom.
I think the most intelligent thing I've ever seen harvester ants do is to build a little turret around the opening of the nest just as the summer monsoons are gathering. And then when it rains and floods, it's raised up so that the water doesn't go in. So when I see the first few ants coming out with their little twigs, and I look up in the sky and I see a few clouds in the distance, and I realize that there's some link between the change in the barometric pressure or something, and it really is a very tidy and effective little construction.
And what else do ants do? Well, let me just count them for you, shall I? Ants farm. They have livestock. Ants make gardens. Ants organize wars. Have generals and soldiers and things. Take slaves. Nurse the young. Ants tunnel. Involved incredibly good and sophisticated climate control. They can start from two opposite directions and meet precisely midway. Ants are engineers. Ants orchestrate massive public work projects that puts FDR's New Deal. I'm talking about the Tennessee Valley Authority from your home state. That's as nothing compared to what ants can do.